Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm Monty Larrick. Joining the conversation is an old friend, Kirk Smith, the executive director of the Illinois Christian Home Educators. We met up with Mr. Smith recently during the organization's annual state convention at Calvary Church in Naperville. Kirk, a big turnout once again at the ICHE convention, and interest in home education here in Illinois seems to be growing even more.
Yes, it is, Monty. I think we're still getting some overflow from the Obama administration, some of the policies that he set in motion. Here we are now, 6 months, 8 months later, we're still receiving benefit from that, because many parents who maybe were on the fence whether to homeschool or not, with some of the trajectory that Obama set, people that push them over the edge say, hey, we need to take a step to teach our kids at home.
So the Obama administration put everything in motion.
I think so. Again, there are things on the state level, of course, but I think what happened at the D.C. at the national level really opened the floodgates for homeschooling. And again, there are many different motivations for homeschooling. Some are still very academic in their motivation. Some of us are sectarian, but there's still this moral compass in America. Although politicians sometimes don't subscribe to our morality as a nation, I think this last election proved that the flyover states are still there, still alive, and we still have a moral base among us.
And I think a lot of parents see the results.
Absolutely. I know Dr. Ray from the NHERI did a survey, and we rank in the 80th to 85th percentile in different subjects on the Iowa Basic Test. So academically, it's very solid. But Monty, it's so much more than that, because homeschooling is life integrated. It just doesn't teach academics, it teaches life. And so many kids are getting the book knowledge now, but they don't know how to live out their ideology in real life, and they're getting flooded by the culture. And it's just so much more than the academics, like I said. Even socially, homeschooled kids, in one survey that I saw, a doctoral thesis, a man did a survey and found that homeschoolers ranked at the 87th percentile for social skills compared to the public school counterparts, who scored the 29th percentile. And you think about homeschooling, it really makes sense, because homeschoolers are with all sorts of people. Their younger siblings, folks at their churches, at their 4-H outings, whatever extracurricular activities they have. And so it's not just their own peer group that they're with, it's with a wide range. And so it helps develop them socially as well as academically.
And those social skills are so important when it comes to getting a job when you're an adult.
Absolutely. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt that said one of the most important skills to ever have are good people skills. And so that's one thing in our home that we really stress as much as academics, because if you can get along well with people, the doors will open for you. And that's why I encourage homeschooling parents, especially mothers, because they're worried about calculus and trig and all these things they didn't have in school. While there are a few folks who will use that for their career, Monty, most of it is just basically knowing how to get along with people. Life is customer service, and so many homeschoolers have been taught good phone manners, proper etiquette, even good manners. In our home, if our sons, down to our 9-year-old son, does not open the door for his sisters or his mother, he is in trouble. And so these things go a long way in life.
Now, you talked about some of the encroachments that the Obama administration kind of instituted when it comes to education. But what about here in Illinois? Now, Illinois home education has essentially been allowed to flourish here, but you ran up against House Bill 230, right? What was the danger of that?
Well, basically, Monty, although it was not legislation addressed towards homeschoolers, we were being discriminated against because we were not included in the process. Basically, it was a bill to give the top 10% of all public school kids first dibs in state institutions like University of Illinois. I think they were actually 75%, but Eastern Illinois University, Carbondale, Southern, they got the first pick of the litter if they were in the top 10%. Now, some schools, the top 10% would still not be as smart as some homeschoolers who we can't have 10% because we only have 2, 3, maybe 10 kids in our school, but only one in a graduating class unless they're twins. And so by default, that bill discriminated against us. And we talked with the sponsor of that bill on numerous occasions, trying to get him to adopt some of our language. And he was good to talk with, but that never was actually amended per our request, like our wording. And so because of that, we called our constituents and said, hey, let's send our concerns to our state legislators, and they did, and the bill was defeated at the state level.
But there's the danger that it'll pop back up.
Yes, this Springfield's the gift that keeps on giving, and so that's why organizations such as IFI are so very important, that they work with us and give us guidance what to do, how to do it, because we cannot grow weary in doing what's right. We cannot get mediocre in our efforts. We must stay vigilant in our stance, and that's one thing sometimes, because we've been in a very good cycle here for the last 5 years or so with no negative legislation. Until this just came up recently. And the tendency is, when there's no immediate problems, we kind of fall asleep at the wheel. It's so necessary for us as homeschoolers to stay alert.
All right, you have to be activated. What could the Trump administration do to help homeschooling grow and protect home education from government encroachment?
Well, I think your last comment there is the key, Monty. Whether people like Trump or don't like Trump with all that's going on, one thing that I do like, I think he has a more non-invasive approach for the government, and that's what we need. Parents know what's best for their kids, and if the government can just learn to keep its fingers out of what the homes are, that would be better for all of us. And again, I realize in Illinois we have a great state to homeschool in, but many of our sister states don't. And the one thing that could be done at a national level would be to understand that homeschoolers would be just like a private school, like they are in Illinois. And if that would be passed across the nation, that would be a great benefit for many states.
Well, you mentioned that the state as a whole has been pretty open to home education. But what about individual school districts? Do you find that there are times that some of the school districts fight parents on taking their kids out of the public school system, or they give them some kind of hassle, you know?
I have never seen anybody that's had warm fuzzies with their local school districts. We had a local coach wanted to have one of our sons be on the golf team. He's a pretty good golfer. And we talked with them on what possibilities there could be, but it just wasn't going to work. The IHSA is not real homeschool friendly yet. I trust that will change in time, especially since we pay taxes like everybody else, for those who want to participate at that level. Everybody's experiences have been different. I think there's still a lot of ignorance about homeschooling, as hard as that is to believe, Monty. All these years later, I hear of superintendents doing certain things, sending out threatening letters, and I think they really think they're doing the right thing. They just don't know the law. The bottom line is that we parents, every home is a private school according to Illinois law, and it must be subscribed to that.
Let's say a parent is running into a few roadblocks here and there toward homeschooling. Can ICHE help them?
ICHE is a vision organization, and we try to help with people on how to homeschool. When it gets into legal issues, we always defer everybody to HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense. We have Scott Woodruff here, represents Illinois, does a phenomenal job. Our organization is more the how-to, the nuts and bolts, and we give a lot of resources online on our website at www.iche.org. And we also, I speak throughout the state as well at homeschool events, at support group meetings, things of that nature, to help, again, equip parents to do the job.
I want to talk a little more about that, but I kind of want to backtrack. The president has said he wants to do away with Common Core. How would that help homes educators in terms of finding curriculum, let's say, that is Common Core free?
Well, some homeschool curriculum dealers have already made the jump to Common Core. They've included it some way or the other. Some have not. The biggest way that if Trump would repeal the Common Core process and trajectory, the best thing it could do for homeschoolers would probably be at the college level, because if the Common Core is followed through at the college level, we have not had to do that as private homeschoolers, private schools, so our kids would be compromised at that level in that process. And so I think for homeschoolers, if he does roll back the Common Core edict, that it would help us basically at the college level.
All right. This is Illinois Family Spotlight. Our guest is Kirk Smith with the Illinois Christian Home Educators. We'll continue our conversation after this.
Hi, this is Kurt Jarris, the host of Veracity Hill. Veracity Hill is a radio podcast dedicated to striving for truth on faith, politics, and society. I don't have all the answers, but join me as I explore important topics with guests from respective fields. To learn more, text the word VERACITY to 555-888. That's VERACITY to the number 555-888, or check out our website at veracityhill.com.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? Well, at Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ, working in the lives of His people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Lana's story in her own words.
I love getting the monthly share that I give to each month that has a name of a real person and their real medical concerns and a prayer request, you know, for them. That I get to interact with people from all over the country, just like me, and get to pray for them and know that they're praying for me when I have a need. It's great. I love it.
Lana is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larry. Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators, has joined us at the annual ICHE convention at Calvary Church in Naperville. And Mr. Smith, if parents are planning to homeschool and pull their kids out of the public school system, how should that process begin and when should it begin? Most public schools, for instance, begin their academic year mid-August, late August, maybe Chicago Public Schools after Labor Day. So I imagine the process needs to begin soon.
Well, that's true, Monty. That helps, again, if you wanted to subscribe to the public school calendar. As homeschoolers, we have some homeschoolers that homeschool some during the summer and take off maybe at Christmas time. So there's a lot of flexibilities with that. For a lot of homeschooling parents or those who are considering it, they think of curriculum. And while it is true that curriculum is very important, the most important thing that homeschooling parents can do, or prospective homeschool parents can do, is to get their vision first. Think about their why, because the why will dictate their how. For my wife and me, our number one priority in homeschooling is that our kids would know Jesus Christ. And so we might forego some academic advantages for some more spiritual opportunities. There are some folks who are more non-sectarian. They want the academic things, so they'll look for a co-op with more academically rich activities, maybe higher levels of testing, and that's their prerogative as well. So basically, we need to take time as a couple especially. I always encourage the dads to get involved, Monty. When the dads get involved with the moms, it makes the whole process better. But to start with the why. Why are we doing that? I encourage people not to have a knee-jerk reaction to the public school. I think parents, especially professing parents who are Christians, need to look at the agenda of the public school arena. And we're from the more rural South where I live at, so it's not as aggressive as it is up here in Chicagoland. But as a Judeo-Christian, when I see the outright agenda, the indoctrination that goes on up here, I think I would really urge some Christian parents to do some real soul-searching, Monty. And I don't say this to be glib. I don't say it to be just overly spiritual. But the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. And if our children are indoctrinated with secular thinking and a secular worldview, we're going to produce pagans, and I don't care how much church time they have, it cannot combat 5 days a week in the local setting. So I say start with a vision first.
But should you notify the school district, hey, we're pulling our kids out?
Well, if you are in the school year, definitely yes, because they'll assume that you're truant otherwise. If you're moving, there's no need to notify the new district that you're going to homeschool because you just moved. In between the school year, if you want to not send your kids back, there's no letter that's necessary. I personally encourage that, so there's no chance of a miscommunication there. We're from, again, a more rural area. We all know each other. And if I'm from a rural area, I would just not want there to be any communication issues. And that's what most problems are with homeschooling. There's a misunderstanding or a miscommunication. So I think a well-written letter, being respectful to the public school folks, because these people, most of them are there. It's their life calling. They really want to help and make kids better. So we want to be respectful in that process, Monty, to write a well-written, correct, grammar-correct letter to say, hey, we are choosing to homeschool our kids according to the Illinois law.
And here again, you've mentioned it, but Illinois Christian Home Educators can help people work through that process.
Absolutely. We have several sample letters on our website. HSLDA also has several letters to show you what to write. It doesn't have to be extensive, just cover a few basic areas, but our website would definitely cover that.
And what's the website?
It is www.iche.org.
Let me ask you this. Should Christian home educators, if they decide to, you know, begin that process, should they sever all ties with the public school system, or should they, let's say, try to get into the public school system's driver education program or sports program? What should they do?
Well, that's the glory of homeschooling and also the responsibility, Monty, of homeschooling. Each parent must decide what to do. We don't tell folks what to do. On a personal level, we did take our kids to driver's education. We fortunately knew the teacher very well. We're in a rural area, as I've mentioned, and that allowed us, you know, to make sure everybody knew our standards. And it was actually a good experience for our kids to see the apathy among their peers. They were just shocked at the apathy. Having said that, though, I personally am very hesitant. The Bible says in Luke 6:40, whoever is our teacher's kids, our kids will be no better than our teachers. And even at the athletic level, I played sports in high school and college, and some of my coaches had a profound effect on my life, and just my demeanor, being maybe hardcore, win at all cost. And while that's good in the secular arena, that doesn't always play well with God's word. And so I've had to come out of a lot of thinking. I think if our kids go to public school at all, we as parents cannot be naive. We have to understand that they'll be exposed to certain ideologies, certain worldviews, certain peer interaction as well. And in my personal opinion, again, this is not ICHE, this is my own opinion, I think if our kids go to public school very much, that they can't help coming out at least smelling like smoke. Because if you're around the fire, you're just going to smell like smoke. So we, other than using the driver's ed for about 10 weeks, other than that, we just have decided not to.
You spoke at the ICHE convention about homeschooling and sports. It's a whole different topic, but if you could just touch on that, what do athletes do if they're homeschooled?
Well, you folks in Chicagoland have some great opportunities. There's many clubs up here. There are several homeschool organizations that are built on sports alone. We don't have that in Southern Illinois, but what we do, we look for more individual sports. For example, all five of my boys, we all golf together as a family. My eldest son's a pretty good golfer, and so we look for opportunities in that vein. We have to think outside the box. What I encouraged the folks when I spoke at the meeting tonight was, what's the purpose? I think so much of the time, you know, I am not going to spend all summer at the ballpark so my kids can play on anthills out in the outfield, Monty. I'm not going to give up my summers for that. But I think so many parents, out of default, they just do that. Everybody else is doing it, we'll do it too. I encourage people to be intentional. What's the goal in sports? Chances are your child's not going to be the next Tim Tebow. Everybody wants to think that, but it's not going to happen. However, I think physical activity is very important. And to be very transparent here, I think that's a real problem in a lot of the homeschool households. The Bible says in Proverbs that the glory of a young man is his strength. And I see some young homeschooling boys that a strong woman bowl them over. It's good for boys to be working out, whether it's with weights, exercise, sporting activity. So I think there needs to be physical exercise. But again, the key is, let's be intentional. Let's say, what is the goal, and then whatever our time, energy, and resources allow us to do.
kind of jumping around here, Kirk. College admission, scholarships, and home education. How well are they coexisting?
I think one of the key for us as homeschoolers to do, Monty, is to do our homework well. I have a dear friend who is a junior college president and also a homeschooling father. And he's going to speak at our Southern Illinois event that we have each year as well next spring, because he says there's a lot of things out there for homeschoolers that they don't realize. He's also said that there are several homeschoolers think you have to have this transcript. They'll spend anywhere from $50 to several hundred bucks to get this ideal transcript that does it. Means nothing at that level. So there's just so many different avenues to inspect, again, what school you go into. We have not taken the ACT or the SAT. One of my daughters is in nursing right now, her second year of nursing. She did different things to get around some of those things. And so each school district is different, each college, each school is different. But I think we need to do our homework. There are scholarships opportunities available for us, and we just need to show a little bit of due diligence.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators. Any big events coming up?
Yes, we have several things, Monty. This is kind of the highlight of the year, obviously. But in August, down south, we have a family day. In September, we have a family weekend that sells out usually in 3 or 4 days. It's just parents want to get their kids around like-minded children. So that is in September in East Troy, Wisconsin. And in November, actually in October, there's a father-son camp that we do not put on, but we help sponsor in Oakland, Illinois, about 500 fathers and sons. November is the young adults. Now, last year we had our first ever Men at Work. We had several business leaders from the community. We had Gary Powers, who's the CEO of Orthomolecular. We had Marty Ozinga from the Ozinga Building Construction. Kenny Hempen from Hempen Commercial Cleaning. And we had Dr. Mike Agnew, who places nuclear people in the nuclear field. And these men just shared basic business principles. It was just a tremendous time for our fathers and sons to hear how to look for the 21st century opportunities for our homeschoolers. And that's what I want to tell homeschooling parents. There are going to be scores of opportunities for our young men and women, our young men specifically, if they're not afraid to work.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Kirk Smith, Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators. Once again, if people would like to know more about the organization, about homeschooling, and events coming up, where can they go?
www.iche.org, or you can go to our Facebook page at Illinois Christian Home Educators.
That's Illinois Family Spotlight for this edition. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.